Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 5-2. Christians, don't die. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 12th month, on the 27th day of the 12th month.
For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
Dear Dan, the next night after Dad died, I was sitting at my desk wondering how to do everything, and being reassured that the Lord had everything under his control, I wanted to write something in remembrance of my father, but that would be a blessing to all believers. Attached is what the Lord gave to me. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. Live in the sky. Christians don't die. They sleep in the dust and live in the sky. Apart from the body is present with the Lord, enjoying an eternal hobby. And then, resurrection, not being delayed, a finished sanctification. New body, new heart, with him forever. Not bad for a new start. Christians don't die. We sleep in the dust and live in the sky. By Romanus Christian Theophilus, in honor of my father and mother. 7 March 1936 through 29 October 2007.
Watching what reality has done to all my dreams, it has become clearer to see. Things are not the way they used to seem. Feeling like a man without a name. Up till now I was simply playing with the game, but time has declared I can't remain. And whatever road I take, I'll never be the same. To live in the sky, if only somehow to be in the right. I don't know how, but to just turn aside, I can't go now. Oh, to live in the sky. Try to get it right. It's the story of our lives. I am a